My name's Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The date today is the 3rd of August 2009 and the time is 10:40 a.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please?
Henry van der Beek and I'm 28 and I'm from North London.
How are you?
I'm good.
Can you remember how you first heard about the project?
Well, my sister Tidi is working on the project. Actually, I think I heard about it before that, but that's my main link with the project.
And how is it you came to be here today? Did you apply?
No, I didn't apply. TD texted me this morning and said, we've got a spare gap from 11 till 12. Can you be an emergency person? So I said yes. Because I work in Soho, so it's quite easy for me to get here.
Is there any other reason for you wanting to do it?
Well, it's quite a cool thing to do, I think. It'll be interesting. And I think it's a cool project to be involved with.
What do you like about the project?
Well, I mean, lots of people complain that it's like people just go up and go on their bar and like, oh, I'm on the plinth. But I think it kind of captures something about what England's like today. And, you know, people look back at this project and it'll kind of be a snapshot of what the UK is like.
What are you going to do with your hour on the plinth, do you think?
Well, I'm supposed to be working, so I was planning to work. So I'm going to sit up there and design stuff for an animation that I'm doing. But also I might draw some pictures and throw them down. I don't know.
How long have you been working in animation?
For 5 years, maybe. 4 years. I started off doing IT support, but now I do proper animation.
How did you make the transition from doing IT support to
what? I did a master's in animation at Bournemouth University and learnt all the techniques.
So talk to me in a little bit more detail about your role in Soho, what you do on a day-to-day basis.
Well, there's basically my company's called Framestore. And it's a big effects house, and mainly we do films, like Harry Potter and stuff like that. But I work in the commercials department, and there's about 20 of us. And I'm the technical person, so if anyone needs any programming, then I do it. So I tend to do stuff like crowds of people, and dynamics, like if you need some automatic animation done to do with physics, then I can program it. For example, like if you're animating a fish swimming through a fish tank, well, this is a particular project we did. I wrote programs that you could just move the body of the fish and then the fins would trail behind like as if they're underwater. So then the animators didn't have to animate that by hand. It was just automatic.
How much of it is still done by hand?
Well, kind of the vast majority of it is done by hand, but there's kind of things that you can do to make it more efficient. It gets quite complicated. For example, like for Harry Potter, the model that we have for Harry Potter, he's got 7 skeletons in the body because there's 7 different ways that you can kind of economize the animation. I don't know what they are, but I just heard that.
7 skeletons?
Well, for example, there's like one way where you position, if you're moving a hand, then you could position it by moving the elbow, and then moving the wrist, and then moving the hand. Or you could position it by moving the hand and then you could automatically calculate where the elbow and the wrist will go due to where the hand is.
You mentioned that you might do some drawing on the plinth. What kind of drawing do you do?
Well, I'm doing a music video for a guy called Kabatko. I've kind of designed everything in my head, but it would be cool to get some drawings to do concept. And the video is about trees growing, So it's always helpful for me to kind of draw stuff before I actually make it in the computer.
Is this the first music video you'd worked on?
No. I worked on one for Chemical Brothers, but it's the first one I'm doing just for me.
How did you move into that?
Well, I bought the guy's album, and I emailed him and I said, "Oh, I really like your album. I'm an animator. Do you want me to make you a music video?" And he was like, "Okay." But I'm getting paid for it. I'm doing it. I'm kind of doing it just to promote myself. But also, so then I get the kind of, if I want to approach record labels and say, "Look, I'll do your music video," then I've got one to say, "This is one I've already done."
Is that something you'd like to do?
Yeah, that's my. I'd like to make my living from doing that. Because at the moment I'm just part of a big team, so I don't really get much control about the creative, like what goes into the videos we make. So I'd like to be kind of a one-man band kind of thing.
Just going back to your drawing for a minute. Is that something you've always been interested in since you
Yeah, I think so. My mum's quite artistic. She used to be an illustrator, now she's a sculptor. So I guess I've always had that around my house.
How would you paint a picture of yourself? How would you describe yourself as a person?
Tall. I don't know, quite vague. I'd seem to have less energy than most people. I think I'm quite relaxed normally.
How does that manifest itself? You're having less energy, you think, than other people?
I don't know. I guess I'd like sitting around and watching things more than most people. I think it might be something to do with being tall. I've got less energy to go around my body or something. But yeah, when I go on holiday with people, I always find that I just want to sit around and watch the world go by, but other people have big plans to do loads of stuff. But I tend to get a lot of just not doing anything. I kind of like just watching other people and seeing what they're doing.
And do you consider doing nothing while you're on the plinth?
Well, I guess I will kind of, I'll be watching to see what people do. But I would like to work, because, I don't know, it'll be more of a kind of, it'll capture what I do more than me just watching.
Do you have any expectation about what it might be like?
I guess I'll just be sitting there and I don't know, I've been here a few times. I can imagine getting heckled by school kids or something.
How will you react to that if it happens?
I guess I'll just be a bit bemused.
Do you have any reservations about going up there?
Oh, well, I'm a bit nervous maybe about being on TV, because I told everyone at work I'm going to be on it, so they might be watching me. But not really, I don't really mind.
What do you do when you're not working? How do you like spending your time?
Watching films. I kind of do a lot of... Well, I like doing art and stuff while I'm not working, kind of thinking about my music video, for example, or normally I've got some kind of project on the go, maybe like drawing or like writing a story or something. So normally that's how I spend my free time.
What kind of stories?
They're quite varied really, but normally it's not just a straightforward story like in writing, normally it'd be like a poem or something. and normally they're kind of represent how I'm like a kind of emotional state that I'm in. So the characters be kind of metaphors for my feelings. So for example, I've got one character who I often use, it's called Robot, and I've got a series of kind of illustrations and stories involving him. I think he's representative of me.
In what way?
I don't know, my ex-girlfriend said that he looks like me because he's kind of got long arms and he's sort of a bit slumped when he walks. So I guess it probably is me.
What's his character like?
I guess he is a bit like me. Like, he doesn't really interact with the world so much. He kind of receives the world. He watches the world coming in. He's like an independent observer, almost.
Where do you share these stories?
Some of the illustrations I've just sent, given to friends and stuff, but I haven't really shared them. Often I'll do like, sometimes I kind of draw on walls and stuff like Robot, because it's the story that, well, the one I'm thinking of is kind of a series of 12 illustrations, and sometimes kind of if I'm at a party and everyone's drawing on a wall or something, then I'll draw like a section of the story, the kind of 12 different poses that I've remembered, and I've done kind of stencils, so sometimes I spray paint them, and like it's kind of illustration with some writing with it. It's kind of a poem with 12 lines, so each line is a different illustration.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Not really.
Thank you very much.